The David Webb Show on Sirius XM Patriot.
You've just alluded, Ambassador, to some of the aspects of our relationship and our cooperation and what is needed, specifically in terms of intelligence, which is a very key aspect of this battle. Is U.S. intelligence still at a necessary or at the proper level in coordinating with Libyan forces? And is that in need of repair in any way?
To be fair to the U.S. intelligence community and U.S. Military, there have been many attempts over the last 4 years of cooperation from your government's end and from your intelligence services' end. Our problem for the last 4 years has been is that our own services, intelligence services, and also the defense ministry and interior ministry, were all infiltrated by Muslim Brotherhood and Libyan fighting group elements who made sure that every project, joint project with the states, was derailed, from the training of the general purpose force to training of special forces and even intelligence exchange. But the Libyan people have said no to these Islamists again and again. And after the third election, we formed a parliament that's duly elected, and that parliament chose a government, and this government declared early on that it is fighting terrorism and has no room for these terrorists. And unfortunately, rather than submitting to the will of the people as expressed in the ballot box, these people went to the ammunition box and by the force of the gun took over the capital and the second city. So the problem is the counterpart. We now have a counterpart that is able to cooperate with the U.S., and that is the legitimate parliament and the government of Libya. And we welcome this cooperation and have expressed keen interest on this cooperation with the U.S. It is now very, very important to have this close cooperation. And we are, through the efforts of the foreign minister of Libya in his last visit, we are trying to open better ways and means of cooperating with your government and your intelligence services.